Okay, so my name is Rashid Ahmed. I'm a third-year podiatry student at the Dr. William M. Scholl College of Podiatric Medicine. Today I'll be presenting to you on the effect of offloading footwear on postural stability and walking in healthy and diabetics with peripheral neuropathy. What's neat about this study is that it was a collaboration between the Department of Physical Therapy and our own college at Scholl. So it was nice to work with another department within the school. The following personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation existed during the past 12 months. No relationships to disclose. Okay, so a major complication that we know of diabetes mellitus is peripheral neuropathy. And amongst the DPN patients, a major concern is fall risk. So the annual cost associated with primary falls we know is $10.9 billion in the United States alone. We also know that secondary falls are as high as 8.3% among seniors within 6 months of their primary fall. So just the kind of big picture here is that repetitive loading on the foot leads to diabetic foot ulcerations. And conservative care is commonly the kind of first line of treatment, and that would be offloading. So offloading is good to take off pressure on the ulcerated area. But one of the issues with offloading footwear is that it may lead to postural instability. So our objective was to investigate two basic offloaders, negative heel lift and rocker bottom shoes, and their effects on balance through innovative body-worn sensors. So what we hypothesized was that postural stability will be negatively affected by offloading footwear. We also hypothesized that postural stability will be compromised further due to peripheral neuropathy compared to healthy subjects. So as far as our methods go, this is an ongoing study. It is not completed yet. But what we did was we compared 18 healthy participants to 9 DPN participants, and it was approved by the IRB at our university. And some of the inclusion criteria was that they had to be able to walk 40 feet unassisted. And of course, the exclusion was current ulceration or disorders or injuries. And again, we had, for healthy, we had subjects or participants, rather, anywhere between the ages of 18 and 65, and inclusion criteria amongst the diabetic peripheral neuropathy patients included a vibratory perception threshold of greater than 25 volts. So as you can see here, the participant demographics were, the healthy you kind of have at a younger age group, and whereas in the DPN, you have an older age group, and this I will address later in my slide, the kind of discrepancy there. But nevertheless, we did have more healthy subjects than we did DPN, and you can see also that there's a variation, a discrepancy in kind of the BMI as well. Now, to test this, we performed a balance test using inertial body-worn sensors. And what this consisted of is a modified Romberg's test, which I'm sure most of you kind of do know of. So basically, you have the patient standing, malleoli touching, and their shoulders crossed, and they'll be standing like this, looking straight forward with these body sensors on. You have the ankle sensor, the thigh sensor we use for gait, not for balance, and you have the sacrum, the hip sensor. So while they're standing with their arms crossed, we tested it during the eyes open and eyes closed setting, what we were essentially measuring was the center of mass, which is abbreviated COM, COM sway. So as you know, center of mass is a concentrated body weight, and using the hip and ankle movement, we were able to generate the center of mass sway. So differences between each footwear condition were measured using the paired T-test. And There were four different scenarios we had. We had the negative heel lift, the rocker bottom shoes, the standard shoes, and barefoot. That was only used for DPN subjects. We had an alpha value of 0.05. So here are some of the results. What we did find was that there was a significant increase by 71% between the standard shoes and the rocker bottom shoes in healthy subjects. And that was during the eyes open setting. And during the eyes closed setting, we found that there was an 87% significant increase between the standard shoes and the rocker bottom shoes in calm sway. So again, I'm sorry, I just go back a little bit. So the y-axis has the calm sway, and the x-axis has the type of shoe. So you could see that the center of mass is significantly increased with rocker bottoms, even over the standard shoes and heel lift. Same goes for the results in the diabetic peripheral neuropathy patients. Again, we have on the y-axis the calm sway, and the x-axis the type of footwear. There was a 26% reduction between the standard shoes and negative heel lift shoes, which is actually kind of surprising. However, there was a 53% significant increase in calm sway between the standard shoes and rocker bottom shoes. So essentially, our results say that, you know, induced anterior posterior sway due to rocker bottom shoes displayed a vital role in postural stability. And what we found was that essentially rocker bottom shoes significantly increased calm sway compared to standard shoes as well as negative heel lift. And standard shoes provided greater stability compared to rocker bottom shoes. In DPN, negative heel lift reduced calm sway by 26%. P was greater than 0.05. The results were not significant. We would need a lot more participants to kind of compare that and make that conclusive. Compared to standard shoes during the eyes closed setting, and rocker bottom shoes increased calm sway by 53%, p of less than 0.05 compared to standard shoes during eyes closed setting, which is a significant finding. So some of the limitations, of course, are that a limited DPN sample size, we only had 9 participants. And the other is the difference between the healthy and diabetic patients. The age and BMI are a huge contributing factor, and a majority of the healthy subjects we had were actually from the university, people such as myself, students, I mean, you know, within the university. So what would be more representative is to have, you know, patients with a similar age, a similar BMI between the healthy and the diabetics, so there's really no discrepancy. And also gait implication. So far, we have collected gait data, and that is being analyzed. So essentially, you know, this is really important because when you look at modifications that we make on shoes to offload wounds, you know, I think it's important to consider that postural stability, you know, essentially you don't want patients to fall. So, you know, this is important for both clinicians and shoe manufacturers to consider when giving out shoes for diabetic foot ulcers. I'd just like to acknowledge Dr. Comfort for donating footwear, however, had no role in design analysis of this study, and the students that also partook in this study during the course of the year.